Some call him Mr. Philip. His music has been streamed by millions and millions, not just in South Africa, but around the globe. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, make some noise for Casper Nyovest. How you, bugger?
Hey, what up, bro? How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Chief. Hey, you know what? I know it's a Saturday, it's locked down, and you're probably just chilling and whatnot, but you know what? I was listening to your latest song earlier. I was like, let me try my luck and speak to Mr. Casper Nyovest. And yeah, we got your people, and we're chatting right now. The first thing I think I want to ask you, and that everyone probably would want to ask Casper at the moment, is what does Casper do during a 21-day lockdown that is now 35 days? Like, what have you been up to?
I'm always on my PlayStation, bro. That's like,
yeah,
that's become my best friend. Yeah, I spend most of my day on it. I probably play for like 12 hours a day. I'm addicted to this game now, like GTA Online. And it's dope because I get to speak to my friends and play at the same time.
Sure. So on a scale of 1 to 10, because I'm going to have a challenge for you after the interview. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you on FIFA? How good are you? Be honest. It's just us talking.
Bro, I'm one of the best.
One of the best?
I'm telling you. Definitely, bro. You know, like, I played Trevor Noah and I got a beating, and people don't understand how good he actually was. I was shocked myself. You know, I didn't know he was a gamer. Like, Trevor's one of the first people to get the games when they come out. Like, EA Sports sent it to him before they sell it. So I didn't know that, and I think I wasn't prepared, you know. But I'm actually pretty good, bro.
I have quite a big mouth on East Coast Radio, being a FIFA player myself. I'm adamant that I could be one of the greatest to come out of KZN, especially Durban. So right here,
I've never lost a match in Durban.
Oh my word, Casper, is this a challenge, bud?
I'm telling you, bro. We could go at it. I've never lost a game in Durban. I always bring my PlayStation, and you know, people like talking in the club, like, who, you, me? And then I'll take them to the guest house and get them hiding. Like, I can genuinely play, bro. You'll be shocked.
No, I'm not saying that you can't play. Trust me, I'm sure you can play. I mean, I've seen you played with Heavy K, you were playing Oryx 100%. I know that you can play. But what I'm saying is, Ugutsi, there's a difference when Liverpool plays against Burnley and then when Liverpool plays against Barcelona. I'm Barcelona in this moment in time. So this is what we'll do, right? We're gonna listen. This is what we'll do. I'm gonna go live on my Insta. We'll put a date on it, and then we'll play FIFA, and then we'll see if I can give you your first loss in Durban. How's about that?
We'll see. I don't mind, bro. I'm up for it.
Okay. Well, I'll give you 3 days.
You know, when you never lose, it gets boring. So.
Yes, like it, eh? Jeez, proper smash talk here. Okay, also, I see you on TikTok. What's happening with you on TikTok now?
You know what? I thought TikTok was like for kids, and then they hit me up and said, yo, we want to teach you how to use this platform, and giving me like heads up on like the new wave that's coming with social media. And they're like, we think you could do well. And so I've been working closely with them. So I started using it, and now like I'm addicted. I literally have to tell myself to stay off it because I've got so many ideas of what I want to do. And it's so fun. I love it because it's not like Twitter or Facebook where people trend with like, you know, negative comments. It's just a space where people are just having fun and joking around. So it's refreshing.
Nah, bro, the video you put up of that, what, do not answer one, do not answer two,
the
that
pasta.
Was classic,
yeah.
Mommy. Oh, the pasta, that was classic, mommy. I think I watched it over 100 times. It was proper. And the thing is, TikTok is the in thing now. Like, everyone is doing TikTok. Like, if you don't have TikTok, you're not trending, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I was going through a few videos. And also, you meet so many interesting people. There's this white girl who does videos in Swana. I'm like, yo, this is so crazy. And then there's the dance challenges. It's also a nice way. It's actually a dope way to introduce songs and market them as well. So that's what I'm going to be using it for mostly. Like right now, we've got the Amadimoni challenge with my new song. And there's like a challenge going on. And the song is now available on TikTok as well. So I want to see what we can do with them.
Yeah, that's the thing that I want us to talk about, Amadimoni. My man, jeez, what a, like when you say that I'm back, and although, jeez, the beats, the lyrics of the song, just everything about the song is crazy. For me, I'm going to put it already. I know it only came out last week Friday on the 3rd of April.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it right up there. You see, it's probably one of the best Casper songs we are going to hear. Like, it's top three for me.
Definitely.
Tell me about the song and just the whole vibe, like the whole vibe of the song.
Yeah, the vibe is called UK Drill. It's like drill music, thing that's going on in UK. So in South Africa, it's not that big. You know, the only person that they know here is probably Pop Smoke. So it's fairly new, right? And for me, it was just really just about introducing a new sound to the hip-hop market, because things are so saturated and people sound, they all sound the same. Like, everyone sounds like Young Thug, or it's this melodical thing that's going on. So I just wanted a hard beat that like moves people, and something fun to get the hip-hop songs back in the club. I mean, I've been not clubbing anymore right now, but like, you know, hip-hop needed something that just like gets people dancing and excited again. So I kept it simple, not too rappy, where I'm like trying to, you know, out-rap the best rapper in the world. I'm just trying to vibe out. So it was produced by a guy called Cheezy. It's my first time actually working with him. He's got a bunch of hits under his belt, you know. All Eyes on Me by AKA. He's done a lot of stuff, like a great list of hits, you know. And it was our first time working together. We did this reggae, and I recorded it in about an hour, because I was just inspired by the beat. I was just like,
The beat is crazy, dog. The beat is amazing. So we're going to play your track. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the first time it's been played on East Coast Radio, and you're going to introduce your track. But before that, I asked the listener, Uthi, if you had one question for Casper, what would you ask? And so I hope you can hear this voice note. This is one of the voice notes that came through.
Hello, East Coasters. If I had to ask Casper one question, I would ask him, how long did it take him to sculpt himself into this new hot bod that we see on TV? And yeah, how did it go? And what effort did he need to put in to get to where he is now physically?
Casper, what's the trick?
Yo,
you're looking like a snack.
Yes, a whole meal.
A whole meal, Chief. Three times three.
It took me. You know, here's the thing, like, with training, right? I started training about three, four years ago, and I always did it wrong. So it's the consistency of trying, and then I only started seeing change when I changed my food. So when I started being strict with a diet, and I stayed away from sugar and carbs for about 6 months before I shot the video that people saw, you know?
Yeah.
It was like about 6 months where I was, you know, eating protein and broccoli and asparagus, and it was tough. And even after the video, I was just like, nah, I need to enjoy it. I gained a lot of weight, and now I'm back into, you know, the routine of just training. It's just food. It's just staying away from sugar, like starch, and it's tough, though. Like, my sister's trying to lose weight now, my elder sister. And every 4 days, she'll eat clean for 4 days and then eat an ice cream and say, but we've been so disciplined. I'm like, nah, that's not how it works. Like,
Also, Casper, it's I think it's easy if life is happening. But at the moment, life is not happening.
Bro, let me tell you something. It's very easy to come up with excuses. You know, there's always a valid excuse. Like right now, people are saying that life's not happening, but right now there's no fast food places open, so you know, you don't have a reason to eat McDonald's because there's no McDonald's. So rather, you know, this is a time to reset. This is when people are supposed to think, okay, and also you save money, you know what I mean? So if you're gonna go to the grocery store, leave the ice cream and, you know, start a new journey. So when you come out of this, you actually shock people. Like, I haven't seen you in a whole month, and now you're looking like a snack. That's what I'm doing. And if you do it, you know, consistently for long enough, then you're able to eat. Like, I haven't had a bad meal in over a month, and yesterday it was Good Friday, and my family cooked, and I ate everything. And I didn't feel guilty about it, because I know that it's not going to do damage, because I've been so disciplined.
Wow, just listen to that. I never thought we would have a diet 101 with Casper Nyovest.
Hey, my man.
Ah, man.
Used to
sexy chubby and wet. Listen, Casper, we are about to play your song. We absolutely love you here in KZN, man. East Coast Radio loves you. Durban loves you. I do appreciate you. I think you're an absolute legend. But I have to beat you on FIFA. So don't take it personally when it happens. But this is your chance. Introduce your song. Yeah. Tell us where we can get it. And go.
Yeah. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, it's the brand new Casper Nyovest featuring Tweezy. The song is out on all platforms. Stream it, buy it, support it. It's called Amadimo. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, sir. See you on the FIFA.
Shout out, bro.
Pick up the phone call to me. I got a game you beat.